Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Countrified UK podcast, brought to you all the way from the United Kingdom, bringing you your weekly fix of everything country. And now your hosts, Alex and Blaine.
Hey guys, I'm Alex. I'm with my boy Blaine.
Hey guys.
Well, today is a major interview that we've got for you guys.
Quite possibly the biggest episode to date.
100%. These guys are absolutely incredible. The most fun we've had. I mean, we've had a lot of fun with everyone we've spoken to, but we had the chance to talk to three people, and they were Restless Road.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
Colton, Zach, and Garrett, three of the most loveliest lads that you could meet.
And funny as well.
It's so funny. So down the earth. And just so, like, spent well over an hour talking to them.
Yeah.
And, like, literally felt like we knew them for life.
I know. I mean, unfortunately, we didn't record the whole hour of chatting with them. But this, like, in between, I mean, some of the conversations just... We just kept going off topic a lot of the time. We talked about Harry Potter. We talked about mullets. And then there was one point when they have said on record and have said on video, so I've got it on video as well, so we know it's them. They said that they would come and sing at my wedding.
That would be such an event.
That would be amazing if they did that. I know that they want to crash people's wedding, and they can crash mine any day with that song, Growing Old With You, because that song is just incredible.
They can just smash do a full Restless Road set for like an hour, and we'll just like...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Everyone in attendance would just sit back and just bask in the moment.
I know. I mean, it'll probably be like we'll make it our first dance. I know I've said that I'll have Russell Dickerson, Yours, and, you know, there's just other songs that it's like a certain competition, and then Restless Road came.
So, here's a question for you.
Oh, here we go.
So, I know this episode's going to go out... Right, so we haven't been the country to country yet, but... will be, like, by the time this episode's went out, if that makes sense. Yes. So I'm just going to put this out to you now.
Here we go.
If we do meet Russell Dickerson today, over the weekend, and he does put that offer on the table to you going, yeah, nice to meet you, Alex. Sound like a sound bloke. Really wanting to come up to Northumberland. Like, I would love to play at your wedding. So, right, here's a question for you.
I'll tell Restless, you exactly what I would do.
Restless Road set for an hour at your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Or four songs by Russell Dickerson, and you can only have one.
Oh, you son of a...
I know what you were going to swing and do.
I was going to collab them. That would have been awesome.
That would be a cool collab.
Blaine, why would you do this to me?
Pick Russell Dickerson, and then when I get married, I can have Restless Road.
No.
No.
Right, I want both. Right, I know exactly what I'm going to do.
I'll do it once.
Yeah. Just get married twice.
Just on the off chance.
Yeah. I mean, she'll probably leave me after this anyway. do you know, I've got to have Restless Road. An hour of Restless Road. An hour with the three of them. I mean,
that
yes,
is
Russell
huge.
Dickerson.
That
yeah,
is huge.
I know. I tell you what, guys, if you're like when you listen to this back and you've just heard me say that, you have no idea how big that is and how much my heart is racing from just saying that.
I thought his head was going to explode.
I didn't know what to say there.
Like you had veins poking out your neck, like you're gripping the table.
Do you know? I feel heartbroken that I've had to say that, but it's true. I'd rather spend. Like, I was going to say, I'd rather spend my wedding with them. No, that, not like that. With them, as in them playing like a full hour set and singing Growing Old With You, then, rather than Russell Dickerson just doing four and then leaving.
And then once you're like all done, like after watching the performance and you know, like on a Wednesday, you've got to do all your pleasantries, like walking about, like speaking, mingling stuff. So you won't have much time. So I'll just entertain the three lads. Like we'll just go on a massive drinking session. Like... it'll be cool.
Well, yeah, but I want to be part of that as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just ignore the pleasantries.
Yeah. That's right. Isn't that why like, you do a speech at the start of the whole thing? Oh, thank you everyone for coming. Don't need to see you now.
I think people just do that because they're too drunk at the, mm-hmm. the towards the end of the day.
Yeah, man.
But no, 100% like, it was just an honor to have them on the show because they're hitting boundary. Like, honestly, they're top of the game at the minute. Like, they've had that massive song, Growing Old With You. Like, we talked to them about, like, Take Me Home.
Speaking of which, I made a huge statement on that as well.
You did.
That there's a few people that might disagree with me. I think they're wrong, but...
feel like Double R have got a hold on you.
I know. Like, literally, I was like, it was awesome. I loved them. You know, don't get me wrong, if we ever spoke to Russell Dickerson and stuff like that, that would make the decision very hard. But there's three of them and only one of him, and they are so talented.
Breaking less hearts.
yeah, exactly. Just sorry, Russell. It's not meant to be.
It's not going
to
happen.
My heart goes to Wrestler's Road.
But no, like, honestly, like I was saying, just top lads, and what a massive career they've got ahead of them. They're basically just starting out, but it feels like they've been in the scene for so long, which they have been. Just excited to see what happens with them, and so honoured to have them on so early in the podcast.
You need to watch them on the American X Factor.
Yeah.
It's two of the original. Unfortunately, Garrett wasn't with them at the time, but Garrett, like, I tell you what, like, if without sounding very harsh, to bring him in, like, has added that extra to it, like, because he is an incredible singer, and also all three of them are good looking lads as well. These boy bands, this trio, like, they're just good looking guys. I mean, when we were interviewing, David Beckham, as I call him, Chase Wright. Like, you know, he was good looking.
Yeah.
Jay, blooming neck.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, they've got the whole package. They've got the voices. They've got the look. Like, they've got the following. Like, they've got everything going for them.
It's the UK.
Ironically, like,
we got talent.
Americans all do believe that UK people have minging teeth.
I know.
And it's not.
We've got good teeth.
We've got better dentists across here than America.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen your sugar rate.
No, it is it's generally true statement. The dentists across here are better. But, like, for some reason, it's just like everyone believes that.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it is what it is. And, you know, like you say, they've got everything going for them in abundance as well.
Yeah.
Oh my God, like, I just cannot wait to see, like, them live when they come across here.
It's going to be ridiculous. I mean, I hope that we can sort something out for them.
But one thing I must talk about, just like sliding slightly off topic, and we've already mentioned it just before there, but it was Country to Country. And obviously, you'll get our whole feedback next week, like, about the review.
Yeah, because that's going to be a Country to Country episode, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But
it's going to be big.
Obviously, killer lineup in, like, London, Glasgow, and Dublin. But the London lineup, as we mentioned the last time, it's mammoth. But there's one artist who's really annoyed everyone in the UK. Not myself, like, I'm not bothered. Like, it doesn't bother me because he wasn't coming to Glasgow.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But Willie Jones has upset his UK fans so much.
I mean, I'll be honest, if we were going to the London one.
So basically, if you hadn't heard about it, like, he got on his Instagram live stream or Facebook live or whatever it was, smoking a joint.
Grand.
Right. Completely off his head. Just saying that, like, he thought Country the Country was in Miami. Even though he was performing here in, like, 2020, like, in Glasgow, he was hosting that after party as well. And, like, he was just saying, like, just, yeah, and me and Alex are in, like, many, many different groups on, like, social media and stuff that are to do with, like, Country to Country. And the outlash that he had from the people in there, they were just like, I can't believe it. He doesn't care about his UK audience and stuff. Like I say, I think it's just one of them things. Could have been spur of the moment. I would have liked to know what his management thought of that afterwards.
I'd like to know what his management were doing if they thought it was in Miami, as in, like, he thought it was in Miami. Like, what have they been telling him?
I mean, he was pretty blitzed, like, watching this video.
It must have been when they were saying, oh, by the way, you're going to London to do a performance. Oh, great, man, going to Miami.
So, honestly, like, everyone up here is, like, pretty, like upset raging. That they weren't seeing him. But, like, raging that, like, I mean, raging. Like, they were wanting Willie Jones's head.
Like, proper, pitchforks and flames and stuff like that going.
So good luck when you're across here next, Willie. But again, like, he got replaced by Shea Carter. So, like, absolutely unbelievable, like, replacement. So, you know, yeah, exactly. Someone who wants to be in the UK.
Yeah.
Sorry, just staring the pot there. Yeah.
What's that? Not welcome back. Oh, sorry, Willie.
But
join Eric Church. Like,
well, that leads us perfectly onto our new latest topic, which I think, like, we'll have a quick, brief conversation about, and then, like, we'll have to hit this Restless Road interview. So, throughout the week, it was the ACM Awards, the 57th annual one.
57.
Hosted by the Queen of Country herself, Miss Dolly Parton.
Of course.
Or Mrs. Dolly Parton. Yeah. Mrs. She's married.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's right. That's correct. MRS.
Mrs. Yeah.
Well done.
So, thank you for that.
You'll get there. It's okay.
But, oh my God, like, what an event it was.
OMG.
So, like, quite a few people, like, say that were in these different groups all stayed up and watched, like, the event.
Yeah.
It was streamed live on, like, Amazon Prime.
Yep.
So, no, it wasn't on, like, cable television or anything. But just to talk through, like, some of the events that was happening.
Yeah, well, one of the award winners is our Saturday night... headliner, Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
Was the Entertainer of the Year?
Yeah, is Entertainer of the Year. So she took home, like, the main award of the night.
I mean, that's a huge award.
It was. And, I mean, she was up with, like, Eric Church was in there. That's why I found it quite funny when you mentioned it before. Oh, God. But,
sorry, Eric.
But, like, there was, like, quite a few good artists in there. And, you know, Luke Combs was in there, another performer. At CTC, so, like, he won CMA Entertainer of the Year, like, the big award a couple of months ago. She's won it this year, so two out of the three nights that you're seeing, like, that Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah.
But next award.
Obviously, the Female Artist of the Year. And that one, well, obviously Miranda Lambert was put up for that as well, but she didn't get away with it because Carly Pearce again.
Yeah.
Like, because she won one as well.
She did. She won one at the CMAs.
Yeah, which one was that again? Was that not Female Artist as well?
I figure it was Female Artist of the Year, and she just wasn't able to speak. Because if you remember rightly, Ashley McBride had to jump on stage.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they had the song together, and, like, really long-time friends, but she couldn't get her words out. And Ashley had hopped up on stage and was, like, trying to help her throughout the speech, which was really nice.
Well, I mean, either way, Carly, like, once again, she must be doing something right because she's been winning awards, you know, Female Artist of the Year. That, what an achievement.
I mean, like, look at just, like, so female country at the minute, Gabby. So strong. You got, like, Gabby Barrett, Miranda Lambert, Ashley McBride.
Yeah, well, funny enough. Yeah.
Marie Morris, and obviously Carly Pearce.
Like, that's a strong
lineup.
I tell you what, anyone could have won that.
Yeah.
Any one of them could have won that. International Women's Day, all of them should have won that.
Yeah, that falls in line. That is really good. But then, like, obviously, so you had your Female Artist of the Year, we'd have to have Male Artist of the Year. And some, like, obviously.
I know exactly who that was, and I didn't even need to watch it to find out who that was. It was going to be War Chris, wasn't it?
Chris Stapleton.
Again, of course it was.
Like, I reckon, like, when people just see him rock up to the award show, like, for God's sake.
Yeah. Is that Chris Stapleton? Yep. Right. Eric, taxi, go home, mate.
Taxi. But no, like.
Nothing against Eric Church, so, by the way. I just love this. We genuinely actually like Eric Church. He's got really good music. It's just an ongoing joke. So anyone who's going, what have they got against Eric Church? Generally nothing.
When we met up with Jay and Christina from Yeehaw, like, we met up for them for a pint, and he purposely came in an Eric Church tour t-shirt, and he was like, what's your problem with Eric? I was like,
what are you going to say about Eric? Really. Say it to my face. he wasn't like that, but...
Like, Chris Stapleton, but, like, he was in with, like, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Morgan Wallen, and Jimmy Allen.
What a lineup.
What a lineup. And do you know what? I'm really, like, was excited about that was Jimmy Allen being promoted to Male Artist of the Year. Because I'm sure, like, over the past couple of years, he was just newcomer and stuff. So that just goes to show, like, strength to strength, like, how he's went. But I was so pleased Morgan Wallen got nominated as well. barred from the awards last year, but turned his life around and absolutely fantastic.
That's it.
But
and then you got your album of the year, which once again, Carly Pearce was involved in with Thomas Rhett, Morgan Wallen, Chris Young and Jack Ingram. Well, Jack Ingram, John Randall and Miranda Lambert with the Marfa tapes. But the album, Morgan Wallen took it, Dangerous. Yeah. The double album.
It's been sweeping up charts with that, you know.
And I'll tell you what, a lot of people may disagree with me, and I do apologize if this is out of context in any kind of way, but he deserves it because, you know, he made the mistake. We've mentioned this many times. He's made a mistake. At the time, we were both angry with him for what he did, but then he's come out, apologized. He's friends with all these artists now again, and everyone's forgiven him for what's been happening. So now he needs to, he needs to concentrate on his career, and that is the outcome.
Yeah, I mean, it was a moment of stupidity, but he got dropped by his record label.
Yeah.
And then obviously no one would touch him, and he still wanted to put music out. And I feel like if you're going up against that much adversity, and you've still got that willingness to want to succeed and put things right, then you should be awarded for that. And to be fair, Dangerous, the double album, is quite possibly one of the best country albums that's been released in the past 5 to 10 years.
Ooh, big statement.
Yeah. And I know we always say, you've got your Hank Williams and Dolly Partons and that, and we do believe that, I do, is Luke Combs is good, literally on the brink of going towards all them. But I think Morgan Wallen, if he keeps doing what he's doing, he'll be your next artist in the next 5 to 10 years who people will just put him on a pedestal.
Yeah.
So then we had Single of the Year, and your first one was By Dirt, Jordan Davis and Luke Bryan. Nice. Famous Friends, Chris Young and Kane Brown. Fancy Walker Hayes.
Yeah, of course.
You Should Probably Leave, Chris Stapleton.
I thought you were just telling me to leave. You Should Probably Leave.
Okay. If I Didn't Love You, Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood. And that was the winner, Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
And what a song, absolutely amazing. It could have went any of them.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I was very surprised it wasn't Fancy with Walker Hayes, just how massive that hit. It's all over TikTok. It's all over Instagram stories. It's used for everything. So I was actually quite surprised because it is a great song as well. But that's not the takeaway from Carrie.
I mean, when a song goes viral, it can either go two ways.
Yeah.
So it can be...
It annoys the crap out of
everyone. Yeah, it gets overplayed or you get sick of it or people see it more as a novelty because it's got that dance with it and stuff. Not taken away from the song because it's an awesome song. We love Walker Hayes. Yeah. But sometimes, I'm just trying to think. The Cha Cha Slide. When you hear that, it's a bit oh God. Or Soulja
Boy.
But
yeah, you jump into it.
Yeah. And it's a bit like that with Fancy and, especially with the younger generation, TikTok and stuff like that, it seems to be a big, big thing. But yeah, so then, our next category.
Oh, is the new female artist of the year. So this isn't female artist of the year, this is the new female artist of the year. So we got Tenille Arts. Say it 3 more times, it'll be like Beetlejuice. Tenille Arts, Priscilla Block, Lily Rose, and Caitlin Smith. With the winner being Lainey Wilson, who was in the bottom of that, which is amazing. Lainey Wilson, we said, because she was in our 2021.
Yes. Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, it was 2021. It would have had to have been because that's when we started.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
we could have done it before.
Forever.
I'm not saying that we're, predictions and predictors and all that jazz, but we did say Lainey Wilson would have 2021 as a breakout year for the start of 2022.
Yeah. And
look at that.
And we always said that she was the next thing to Dolly Parton, voice wise, I've heard. And just talking about Lainey Wilson, she won another award that night for Song of the Year. So, Things a Man Ought to Know, an absolute killer song.
Yeah, that was a great
unbelievable
song.
But she was up with some tough competition like No New, Kenny Chesney, Fancy Light Again, Walker Hayes, By Dirt, Jordan Davis, and Luke Bryan, and Seven Summers, Morgan Wallen.
So I mean, that's huge.
So to like
to win that against them.
But like, do you know what? That song, like Things A Man Ought To Know, almost feels like it's been out for ages. It feels like it's like a monumental song.
We reacted
as well.
To it last year, man.
So this one I love as well, because this was another person we predicted at the 2021 class of 2021 who would have a big future ahead of them.
Yeah.
And once again, I think this might have been like one of my choices.
Okay.
And I just feel like...
Whose choice was Laney? Was it mine?
I can't remember now. We'll have to listen back to that episode.
No, I'm saying mine.
Yeah.
If you're taking claim to this one, I'm taking claim for Laney.
So new male artist of the year, and you had Hardy,
Walker Hayes,
Ryan Hurd,
uh-huh,
Elvie Shane,
mm-hmm,
and Parker McCollum.
Ah, I wonder who it was then.
And the winner was Parker McCollum.
Yep.
The girl chain cowboy. So honestly, like, again, we predicted like he was going to have a massive breakout. Yeah, we were right. So maybe we do know one or two things about country, but like, yeah. But one thing that annoyed us about that new male artist of the year was they put Walker Hayes in there.
Yeah.
So now Walker Hayes has been out for years. Like Craig came out ages ago. Like, what's that song?
Oh God, don't put me on the spot.
You Broke Up With Me.
Oh,
that's
you
it.
You Broke Up With Me.
Yeah,
that's
just was thinking Old Dominion there for a second. But yeah, so like he's been around for ages. So I feel that was slightly disrespectful.
Well, we saw him 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And when he was at the UK for the season.
And he had that that song that I love, Don't Let Her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, I love that song.
I mean, like, I found it ever so slightly... I mean, obviously, it's amazing to be nominated for an award like that prestigious, but to be put in like the new male artist of the year, and maybe they thought he's just had a breakout this year. I mean, check if anyone hasn't heard Walker Hayes' story, go and check that out. Dropped by his record label numerous times, like nearly lost everything, like stuck with it. And hey, look, he's up for awards. So, but then we've only got a couple of more categories left.
And that would be Duo of the Year being the next one. So you've got Brooks and Dunn, Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Low Cash, and Maddie and Tay. Now, that once again is a huge lineup, a huge duo set. And, you know, for the persons who won this, you know, it's a huge thing, which was Brothers Osborne.
Yeah. Yeah. Fully deserved.
Yeah.
And great performance on the night. Next one was Group of the Year. So you had Lady A, Little Big Town, Midland, Old Dominion, and the Cadillac Free. So hard to pick one from that, but Old Dominion came out the winners. So nearly broke up during COVID.
Yeah.
And yeah, come together. So next category.
Songwriter of the Year. Now, that one, you got Jesse Frazier. Like, that's not Fraser. Frazier. Nicole... Gallon, I don't know. Ashley Gourley, Michael Hardy, and John Osborne. Now, Songwriter of the Year went to Michael Michael Hardy. I can't even say hard. It's Hardly once this is coming out. Michael Hardy. He was the winner against, once again, a strong group.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Video of the Year, there was Never Wanted to Be That Girl, Carly Pierce and Ashley McBride, mm-hmm, If I Didn't Love You, Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood, I Bet You Think About Me, Taylor's version of Taylor Swift and Chris Stapleton, yeah. Famous Friends, Chris Young and Kane Brown, and Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home, and that was Ellie King and Miranda Lambert, and they won it.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to put that out there. I think they're all pretty 5 week choices.
Yeah.
Like, that was some good videos out throughout the year. But yeah, I suppose you had to pick one.
True.
And finally, Music Event of the Year. Alex, and I'll let you do the honours.
Okay. Well, Music Event of the Year. By Dirt, Jordan Davis and Luke Bryan. Famous Friends, Chris Young and Kane Brown. Half of My Hometown, Kelsey Ballerini? And Kenny Chesney. If I Didn't Love You, Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood. And Never Wanted to Be That Girl, Carly Pearce and Ashley McBride. Now, these two, they've, you know, they've been on stage together, performed together, and they've cried together. And that, so the winner of that one was Never Wanted to Be That Girl, Carly Pearce and Ashley McBride.
What a tune.
What a tune.
So yeah, that was it. And what a night it was. For people that haven't seen it, definitely go on YouTube or go on Amazon Prime. I'm sure it's still on there. And have a watch of it. Not just for the awards, obviously. Bit of a spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. but just for the performances as well.
But yeah, well, hopefully we're going to be seeing Restless Road Road up for awards very soon. And speaking of which, I think we should get into the interview.
Yeah.
So we're now joined by the one or the three and only Restless Roads. How are you guys doing?
Hey, y'all. We're great. We're here in Nashville. Beautiful day. And yeah, we're super excited to be talking with you guys.
And we're super jealous that you're in such a sunny place right now.
Like, it's beautiful here today.
We talked about doing one of our favorite pastimes and go throw some disc golf. You know, I don't know if y'all have heard of that. It's basically golf, but with
frisbees.
You know, we don't call them frisbees.
That's actually an offensive term. You got to say disc. It's a disc.
It's a disc.
Yeah. Like we use frisbee across.
Yeah, we say frisbee.
Yeah.
if people say we start throwing discs, people are thinking CDs and stuff like that. You don't want to start throwing CDs at people. Like,
we've got a similar sport across here, but it's called like foot golf. So you play with like a football or a soccer ball.
Okay. I've never played that. That's pretty cool.
And you kick it towards like the hurl, and it's like a big hurl sort of thing. So it's just like golf, but with your foot.
So, I like that.
I feel like I would really like that. I grew up playing soccer or football. So that would be. We're going to have to try
we're
that.
Have to, do maybe something. Maybe there's some here. I don't know.
Yeah, it just could be a business idea for you guys. You know, just a side hustle on music. Just setting up in Nashville. You know, obviously Nashville's got their new soccer team out there. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have something in mind with that.
They're building the stadium right now. So it's been – it.
Wow.
Honestly, it's pretty big. I drove by it the other day. It's over by the fairgrounds. So, who knows? Maybe we should just sing the national anthem when it opens up.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We're putting it out there into the world, you know?
Yeah, that's it. We'll make sure that gets posted. Oh, there's the unicorn mug. Every time I see that, I'm going to make a point of it. Like I hope someone's going to be talking, and I'm just going to go, unicorn?
Boom. So one of our managers, she's a huge fan of unicorns. So we're at her office right now, and she's got posters and coffee mugs and whatever else unicorn themed.
I'm sorry, lie. We haven't let yours. You even ask a question.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
We've been hanging so hard that we lost sight.
Well, I mean, the first question, I guess, would be, like, why your love for unicorns? Like,
we inherited it.
I grew up with My Little Pony, so, you know.
You're showing your age there, no.
Hey, well done. He's still younger than me.
Yeah. That's enough said.
Yeah, that's, we'll not go into age. All right. Okay. Finally, we'll get some questions. Now, the first one, and this one is going to be very interesting because there's three of you. It would be amazing to hear a little bit of how you guys became Restless Roads. Obviously, I know there's a story behind it.
We have quite the origin story. We've been a band now for almost 9 years, and the band first started with me and Colton, and we auditioned for the TV show X Factor. Which I know it was really big in the UK, and Simon Cowell brought it over to the United States, and we were on season 3. And that's actually where we met Kane Brown as well. He was a contestant, and Simon asked all four of us if we wanted to be in Restless Road. Kane decided he wanted to go his own direction, and the three of us continued on and got 4th place on the show. And that kind of kickstarted our journey and our dream of being in a band together. And, you know, after the show ended, a couple of years later, Garrett joined the band and added his flavor to it. And geez, I don't know, 7 years after the X Factor, 7 years later down the road was probably when Kane Brown called us. Yeah. And that kind of reignited everything. And that was really the big opportunity, a big break that we needed. And we're just so happy that he's in our lives and the team that we have now.
That's awesome.
So when, like, you contacted Garrett, it was over Twitter, wasn't it? And you were studying at university or college?
Yeah, no, I was actually in high school still. Right. So I was just posting covers on YouTube, trying to, you know, put myself out there, try to do the country music thing. And I'd actually seen these guys on the TV show. So I was actually like a low-key fan of theirs. And so when I got the message over Twitter, I was super shocked. And I had no idea why they were reaching out, because I was like, what do these guys want? Like, they went on this big TV show. Like, I followed them and ended up talking for a few weeks. I flew down, met the guys, and it was a great fit. And I ended up leaving school and joining the band. Yeah, I'm sure that's what they tell you not to do, but it worked out pretty good.
I was going to say, they always say, make sure you focus on your education, don't chase music and stuff. But I mean, let's be honest, it's doing you okay so far.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can speak for everybody that we would not be here if it wasn't for the kind of families that we have and parents who, no matter what, they have encouraged us to chase our dreams. So like, that alone is something that I think a lot of people, I mean, I don't want to ever take that for granted, because that's huge.
That's amazing.
And one thing I love about your band as well is, obviously, any type of artist, but it must be so much better when you've got like your mates with you, like your best friends, you're doing it all together. Because I can imagine it getting quite lonely as a solo artist, but reaching all these goals and achievements as like a group must be fantastic feeling together.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I feel like I grew up with brothers, and Zach has sisters, and Garrett's an only child. But
we're the brothers you never had.
But I mean, it is. It's so true. I mean, this can be a very lonely job if you are, because you're traveling so much. So to be able to have each other when we're out on the road, and we just at least you have each other, and you're able to goof off and experience. And it's awesome to be able to experience all the highs with each other. But then it also helps when you're going through some lows to help be able to pick each other up. And so I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else. So.
Oh, you see, I would pick 100 people, you know, but you know, you get what you're stuck with, and you know, I'm more than happy having Blaine. Yeah, he is like my other brother,
like a carer.
Well, yeah, pretty. That's why I'm in the small chair. He has to help me get out of it.
Yeah, I thought you were probably taller than him, and he just gave you the shorter one to make. To yeah, even
that is like, exactly what it is.
Like what a baby's got in a car, like a car seat. That's what I'm sat on at the minute.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just got to help boost the people in your life. But as creatively, now this might be a bit of an awkward question, but do you guys have very different opinions about certain, like when you're writing music, or are you quite on the same page a lot of the time?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I mean, naturally, there's definitely been those songs that everybody has that gut feeling like, oh, this is magic. We got to do this. And then honestly, like, I feel like individual relationships with songs, just like sometimes there's songs I listen to a year later and I'm like, oh, that is good, actually, when I didn't like it before. Or something that I thought was really good a year later, I'm like, that's not as good as I thought. And so,
but I mean, you get that. I mean, in a group, you obviously, we all grew up in different spots all over the U.S. And so we grew up with different lifestyles, different culture. I mean, just the whole thing. So we naturally have our own distinct taste when it comes to music. And so sometimes that can be difficult to navigate. But I mean, I feel like what we try to do is just really, if we believe in a song, then, I mean, you put that out there, and we're one of those people that it's like, I feel like we all have to agree on a song if we want to cut it. And, because you don't want to have a big hit. I think we would all actually be okay with a big old hit, but, but you don't want to have a song that you essentially never liked and you may have to sing the rest of your life. I mean, I've heard so many stories about artists that's the case. So we try to cut stuff that we all love. So I think that's really important.
Oh, that's awesome. So you've got a tour coming up, haven't you, as well?
We do. Barclays Tour 2022.
Oh, awesome. We'd love to hear about that. How much are you looking forward to it?
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we got the awesome opportunity to go out with Kane Brown this past year and even before the pandemic, but that was awesome. But I think, you know, through that time, we've been online making these TikToks, making these social media posts, and we've kind of garnered a lot of fans and a lot of people that, you know, kind of discovered us through that time. And I think we're excited to put our own show on and meet everybody who's been supporting us through, you know, the last couple of years. And it'll be exciting to, you know, make our own show, have our own fans there, have everything just be 100% Wrestler's Road. I think we're super jazzed about it. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And what's it like working alongside with Kane Brown as well? That must be like, obviously I know you guys kind of joined together, but you went on different paths, and then to come back together, like it's like a reuniting. It must be awesome.
It really is. It was just, this whole thing has been so full circle for us. And yeah, like I said earlier, we're just so lucky to have Kane, and really him being a part of it just makes everything that we're doing so much sweeter, because he really is someone that cares about us and we care about him personally. And that really, in this industry, that makes so much difference. There's a lot of, you just don't know who to trust. There's a lot of ups and downs. And so to have someone in your corner who personally cares, like he does, and who, someone who's been through what you're going through too, to an extent, that's so helpful.
So this is one thing I know Alex was wanting to go and ask you is, but you did a collaboration with Kane Brown for Take Me Home. And it's one of mine and Alex's favorite songs. But the way that like you debuted that and like premiered it, you did it live at the Staples Center, wasn't it? On stage with Kane Brown. What a way to like present that to the world.
It was, so that was actually, there's been a couple of different iterations of this band, but that was the first time that we had all sang together as Wrestler's Road on stage. This form was at Staples Center that night. So honestly, it was one of those things. I feel like we all kind of just blacked out in the moment, and it just felt like it went by in an instant. Like we were singing it, and then it was over. So it was, there's nothing like debuting a song in general, but especially on a stage as big as what the Staples Center was. It was something, honestly, that I feel like we'll never forget. That was kind of the very first moment where we got to experience what this was like for all of us. So it's a really special moment for us.
That's amazing. I mean, as Blaine said, that turned into literally one of my favorite songs of all time. I obviously love the original, but your version, this is gonna hurt saying this, but it beats John Denver's version. For me personally. I'm not starting that argument with anyone listening. Yeah. Because
we're not either, but we appreciate you. Yeah, we do.
Hey, listen, I'm from West Virginia, so that's our state song. So it's a
big compliment.
It's really, you know, it is. It's a very big compliment because this song was super special to me, because growing up with it, to get to reimagine and get to do something like that after it's been such an important part of your life. It was incredible to get to.
And it was something that we were a little bit nervous about too, you know, knowing that we were going to put that out. But we actually got, you know, some really great validation from one of the original songwriters of Take Me Home, Country Roads. Her name was Taffy Nivert.
Yeah.
Taffy Nivert. She called up Garrett. I'll let him tell you.
Yeah. It was actually one of the wildest things. We had just put the song out, and my mom has a friend who lived in Florida, and her next door neighbor actually happened to be Taffy Nivert. So my mom's friend goes over there and she's like, "Have you heard this interpolation of the song I wrote? It's by this group called Wrestler's Road." And my mom's friend's like, I know Garrett, I'll call him. So we're all sitting at lunch one day, get a phone call, and she says, "Hey guys, I got Taffy Nivert, one of the original writers here. She wants to talk to you." And we all talked to her, and she was just absolutely the coolest woman. She had so many cool stories to tell us about, you know, writing that song and spending time with John Denver and her husband, and just the whole thing was nuts. We couldn't believe that actually was happening. We're like, wow. And to get that blessing from her as well was just super cool and super validating. To know, like, you did the original justice.
Oh, that's awesome. Like I said, I mean, thank you for bringing it out, because every morning when I'm driving to work, I put that song on. It literally is just incredible. So,
And you're ready to go home the second you drive to work. Right.
He's home. Getting primed up for 5 p.m. He's ready
to go. All right, I'm gonna stop. Stop being a fanboy. That's right. Just kind of moving on. Now, do each of you have like a favorite moment on being on tour back in 2020? Of like, because I know there's been a few videos when you guys got a couple of people on stage while Kane Brown was performing, like someone dressed as Donald Trump and stuff like that. Do you have any kind of other crazy stories that you've done while you're on tour?
Oh, I think I can start with one that was a great memory. My birthday was actually during the tour. And I remember I go backstage and Kane and the whole team had got me a cake that said, happy birthday, princess. It was like, it actually might've had a unicorn on it. Funny enough, but it was very girly. It was a big joke. And then I remember, Kane wanted to throw the cake at me. And I told him, absolutely not. I did not want any part of that. And then Colton here, he stepped up and he let Kane throw it on him. And we completely trashed the green room.
Ruined
and it
was, a good pair of boots.
Too. Yeah, we completely ruined the whole thing. Like the floor was terrible. But I would say that was probably one of my favorite memories. That was a fun time.
I would say
he also had the whole crowd sing happy birthday.
That's true.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah, that was cool. It was a lot. The most people I've ever had sing happy birthday to me for sure.
I would say a really cool moment. And honestly, I don't even know if this ever came out. I mean, but. So we've become good friends with Randy Travis over the past couple of years, and him and his wife Mary hit us up and was asking if they could come to our show when we were in Dallas. And for one, when Randy wants to come to a show, you absolutely have to get in there and you have to make it happen. So. We were honored to be able to have him there to watch it. And then he came out and honestly, I cried like a baby when all this happened because it was just so cool to watch. They had Randy come out to the center of the stage and Kane sang Three Wooden Crosses. And to watch the crowd sing that back to Randy after all that he's been through and to think that, you know, that moment couldn't have been possible without us being able to get him there. And just to watch the joy on his face, to know that you still have that kind of impact on people was honestly, that's what's cool about it. What we do, I feel like, because that has nothing to do with me. And that is probably one of the most memorable moments for me on that tour, just watching that play out and watching that happen. There was nothing like it.
That's awesome.
Well, talking about that as well is like obviously your Grand Ole Opry debut. Like, I watched the video for that the other day. So, like, for anyone that doesn't know, there's like a YouTube video, it's about 8 minutes long on their site. And just to see how much that day meant to you guys as like a collective unit, getting like the parking spot plates, each of you got one of them. Like, you wore your boots and you said this would be the last time these boots will ever touch a stage again.
I haven't worn since.
And then one of yours, I can't remember exactly which one it was, but went on a tour of the Opry like 2 years beforehand. Says the next time I stand on this circle will be when I perform here.
Yeah.
What was that day?
Like? Was just nuts. We were pretty much emotional wrecks the whole day. We were crying the whole day, had a bunch of family there, which meant so much to us. And, yeah, it was just, you know, the hairs on our arms were just constantly standing up the whole day because you're just in the presence of so much history with country music. And yeah, it just kind of felt like a big moment where we felt like all the hard work and the letdowns, you know, and on everything that we'd been through was starting to pay off. And so I think that's why I was so emotional. It's just been, there was a lot of moments over the last 9 years when it just seemed like this is never going to happen.
If you ask most country artists, they'll tell you the pinnacle to get to do is the Opry. And so, I mean, that's something that, I mean, all of us had always dreamed of, that moment in particular happening, and to get to do it. And you think of all the greats that's ever stood in that circle, and then It's really cool because if you ever get the chance to come to Nashville, go to the Opry, take the backstage tour and walk through it. There's so much history there. And then when you walk out and actually see the circle and see the original wood that Johnny Cash and Conway Twitty and Minnie Pearl and Loretta, all those people all the way up to Luke Combs and all the people of our generation had stood in, there's nothing like it. They tell you that when you step in it to take it in and to just take a moment, because honestly, it's unbelievable. It's creaky. Like when you step on it, the wood like creaks because it's still like, it's because it's so old, and it's just honestly really, really incredible. There's no way to honestly describe it. But it was, that's the day that probably to me when it's all said and done, that may be probably the most special day of my life. So, minus my wife, watching this, my kid.
Besides all that.
It's too late. You said it. It's been recorded. You said that first. Yeah. We'll just edit that last bit out there.
Right.
It's just
right. Like best.
I would never get you in trouble with your wife and kids. That's not my game. So we've seen that you guys are currently been in the recording studio. Is there anything exciting you're working on?
Yeah, we've been off the road for about 2-3 weeks now. And so just taking this time in between Kane's tour and our headline tour coming up, just to be writing as much as possible. So we've been singing. There was one day, I think we recorded 3 songs, the other day, 2 songs. So just trying to stack the songs up so we have, the best stuff we can possibly have to choose from, because we're definitely putting out a lot more music this year. And yeah, that's kind of a fun time where we have a song we just put out, Growing Old With You, which is doing a lot of big things for us. And we're kind of letting that do its thing and taking this time to really explore our sound and see what we want to come out with in the future.
So funny enough, you mentioned that. Obviously, it's been a very successful song of yours, Growing Old With You. So like, did you expect that sort of response when you put out that song?
I don't know if
we were hoping for it. I'm not going to lie. I really think you got to have a certain sense of
the saying you always say, expect
nothing. Welcome surprises.
That's awesome.
But at the same time,
nice harmony. Huh?
Yeah. But really to do anything, you've just got a lot of the stuff that we've already done and a lot of the things that we still want to do. They sound crazy and impossible on paper, and you just honestly have to believe it's possible. And we kind of thought best case scenario, this song could really become a big love song, a wedding song, a song that people are playing, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. It has that kind of potential, as long as we can put in the hard work and God can let everything else fall into place. We really thought that was possible. And so far, the start to it has been amazing and bigger than any other song we've put out. So things are going in the right direction, it looks like. And super excited about it. And we got to play it on our favorite TV show,
The Bachelor.
Because I've read a funny story about you guys. When you found out about the Bachelor wanting you to play the song, you nearly crashed your car.
Yeah,
very true. I like how you say that's a funny story.
No, it actually is.
It was a very true story, though.
We've been fans of that show just for years. I think we've all. It's just kind of one of those fun, relaxing things that we've always kind of done in our spare time because, if we didn't already have enough drama in our life as it is, it's just fun to kind of for an hour, just lean back, watch,
laugh at other people's problems.
Yeah, laugh at the other problems. But, we've been a fan of that show for a long time. And, that was one of those funny things that we had told our management when we first started working with Kane and his team. They were like, so what are your goals? What do you want to do? And we said two major things we want to achieve is we want to play the Grand Ole Opry and we want to be on The Bachelor. Because it was just one of those, it was just our thing, we wanted to make an appearance and a lot of country artists, perform songs on there. And so seeing everybody else that we know do it, it kind of even made us want to, to do it even more.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because notably, we don't get it across in the UK. We don't have it on any of our TV shows. But Chase Rice was on it a couple of years ago and they did him dirty on there.
Oh yeah. That's
yeah. Crazy. We were on tour with him. We got to joke about that a lot. It yeah. was funny.
We told him we were like, hey man, we're gonna be on The Bachelor, and he said, good luck.
I don't know how he kept his cool mind.
You know, we're actually too, speaking of, because you guys don't get the Bachelor, we're also big Love Island fans. Do you guys watch that show?
No.
And I will say this, you know, I think the UK version, I think it's probably the best one out of definitely. All of them.
That's what we got hooked on it with starting with the UK version. It was good.
Yeah. Season 4, Love Island UK, can't be beat. I would highly recommend you go back and watch it, because it was.
If you need any drama in your life, yeah, it's definitely.
It's very good. Very good.
A couple of my friends have been on it. They were in season 1 and 2, and
really,
honestly, it's not a true representation of these people. Like,
none of these shows are.
That's the reason we don't like it, because them sort of people don't exist in the UK. A very small minority, and they're left to their own devices.
I mean, I don't watch it, because if I watch it with my partner, she might be thinking, why don't you look like that? and I just can't afford that, right?
Hey, bro, that's why I watch it by myself.
That would be the sensible thing. I mean, I'll be honest with you, like my partner, like with that song, Growing Up With You, I'm gonna convince it to be our wedding song.
My gosh, we may have to take a trip across the pond.
We need to come up.
Is this our chance?
Yeah, dude, we need to come to your wedding and play it for you.
Hey, this is recorded, remember.
This is recorded.
Verbal contract right here.
I'm sticking with that.
Joey, book us a plane ticket. We're going global.
Oh, that's awesome. When are you getting married? Do you know?
It'll be next year, 2023, possibly April, and it's all dependent of the C word.
Oh.
So, because luckily had to put it off in 2020.
The he who must not be named.
Yeah.
the
global... He's like,
there's two C words.
It reminds me. I'm sorry, I'm a big Harry Potter fan, and so I was literally watching it last night.
Oh no!
And
you always watch it.
I know. Well, I have an obsession. It really is an obsession, and that's why I said the he who must not be named, because that's.
What I fully understand. I've watched it too many times.
The deceased.
I've literally. I couldn't tell you.
We got a trivia Harry Potter trivia game, and we were playing it on our bus, like when we were bored on the road. And like the questions were just ridiculously hard. It was like, what color of scarf was Hermione wearing in this scene?
In movie 5, episode 2, 2 hours.
It was like for diehard fans. I was.
It was
so
red.
Yeah, it probably was.
Do y'all have HBO Max in the UK? Is that a thing?
No.
Oh my gosh.
We can stream it, but.
I looked last night, and I didn't even know this was a thing. There is a Harry Potter TV game show that they just come out with.
No,
really? And if our publicist doesn't get me on that, then the whole world's going wrong. I've got to somehow make it happen.
I want to be on the Wheel of Fortune. I love that show.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Well, we'll make an offer to you. So whenever you come across to the UK, come and visit us up in Newcastle, and quite a bit of Harry Potter was filmed up here. Where they play Quidditch and a castle, like we'll take you to like the front doors of Hogwarts.
We'll take you to we'll take you on a cathedral.
Oh my god, it sounds incredible! We'll just play your wedding, and then we'll
come
go Harry Potter. Like,
it's too perfect.
It is really cool for us to be talking with y'all, because one of our biggest goals is, you know, we know country music can go global, and we want to be a part of that, and like we want to be part of going to these other countries and spreading our music and what country music is about. And so it's cool that y'all are fans over there, and it means a lot to us to be able to talk.
Well, and we really appreciate what y'all do just in general, just because y'all help us and help other artists that are in the US and all around the world be able to get more music out. I think that country, like Zach said, it can be global, and I think it will be. And it's not only because of people like us, but because of people like y'all. So,
next week where there's a big festival happening in the UK, and it happens in London, Glasgow, Dublin, and the likes of Luke Combs is coming across.
Is it C2C?
Yeah.
C2C? Yeah, we would love that.
We would have loved you to be over.
Yeah.
We were hoping that, because was it about a couple of months ago, they were still announcing new lineups, and we both actually said to each other, I wonder if Restless Road will be appearing.
Maybe 2023.
Yeah, 2023. Yeah. Might be the year.
We'll be there soon enough, I'm sure.
Oh, may have to come twice. I mean, now for your wedding, the and CFC.
We'll try and link it.
Yeah, it's always in March. So then if you're getting married in April, you'll have an extended month.
Yeah, just an extended vacation over there.
Yeah, and then we'll take you to Harry Potter. And are you a Gryffindor by any chance?
Oh, I'm Gryffindor, but I have Slytherin tendencies.
You're a Gryffindor wing Slytherin.
Yeah, I'm very much kind of how Harry is. Yeah, you know, you have a little bit of both.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I'm just full blowing out Gryffindor, apparently.
Oh, that's there ain't nothing wrong with that.
I took a test and Slytherin. It said I was a Slytherin.
Yeah, no offense. Yeah, yeah, you've got that about you. I think there's a dark side to you.
Oh man, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that,
you look like you'd be like a Hufflepuff.
Oh,
you can't even. No one watching will ever believe I'm a Hufflepuff.
No one. I don't even know what a Hufflepuff characteristics are. Really, I think the big two. It's like the Gryffindor and Slytherin. That's like the ones everyone wants to be.
To be fair, Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff are just side.
You never hear about Ravenclaw. When has someone been like, "I'm a Ravenclaw"?
There is Spanish people out there.
I don't know. I mean, I just say, I don't feel like you never.
My partner is a Ravenclaw.
Okay. So, staying corrected.
Yeah. Putting you right there. That's all. Just, you know, everyone has a little bit of Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw in them somewhere.
True.
But anyway, away from Harry Potter, sorry, we might come back to it. Maybe. But, so we know that you've got your tour coming up. We know that you've been recording. You've got some exciting things. Is there anything maybe like in the later future that you guys really want to do? Obviously, I know that you want to be on the Wheel of Fortune, but maybe something like, is there a bit of a bigger, stage for you maybe?
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, you know what we were talking about the other day? That would be awesome. We would love, I think, to play that. Houston has like one of the biggest rodeos, the Houston Rodeo.
Oh,
and we had been seeing like Cody Johnson or other people playing it. And I think we would love to play there because we actually were going to kind of play with Kane. That was the day that the pandemic hit, actually. We were supposed to come out and sing a song or Take Me Home song with him. And we never actually got a chance to play that. So I think that would probably be a really cool venue, cool thing to experience going back as like kind of a, you know, headliner type deal.
Yeah, I mean, cool venues. I mean, Red Rocks would be a cool place to play. We've never visited there. We'd love to see that.
I think, though, just what we said before, though, too, just going to even overseas and playing in other countries. I feel like that's kind of like one of our big goals right now.
You know, when we were on the X Factor at the time, it was like in, you know, 2013. I think One Direction had a 3D movie that was in theaters.
Oh, heck yeah.
And I remember we'd watch it in theaters, and all I could think about was one day we got to have our own 3D movie. It was like a concert movie or something. Like that would be so cool. Like, I know the Jonas Brothers had
Jonas Brothers did. Yeah.
Dude, honestly, something like that would be epic.
I have the logo planned out. Restless Road, the A, like half of the A is a 3 and then the D, and then it could just be in red and it just called Restless Road.
Yes.
Restless Road 3D.
Genius.
Well, we've heard it here first.
Yeah. But one thing I must say about like you guys as well is that you've got such a foothold in like the country music scene at the minute, because there's nothing like a trio like yourselves, like that's young, like you've got it all going for yourselves. You've got great music, you've got the look, everything. So like, honestly, the world's your oyster.
That's our goal. I mean, that was the whole point. I know when me and Zach started when we formed the group, we'd always talked about, you always hear like, in trios or, I mean, even in duos, there's always one lead singer. And, but we wanted to be like that group that, I mean, it's kind of generally a pop thing to do. There are a lot of pop groups and stuff where there's multiple lead singers, but, actually we posted a TikTok the other day and I couldn't tell you how many times early on when we first formed this, it was like, we had so many people tell you it can't be done. Can't be done in country music. There can't be three lead singers. It's too confusing. People won't do it. I mean, we heard every excuse possible. And it took a long time to to get people to believe in what we wanted to do. And, but now, I mean, that's honestly what's most exciting about all this is that when you think of people, there's always these superstars that come about that there wasn't somebody like them. And then they come and they're a trailblazer for a whole new sound of music. And that's what's most exciting for us right now is to think that, you know what, maybe we can be that one day. Maybe there'll be other groups down the years that when you look back and you say, well, that Restless Road was who trailblazed that whole new sound in country music where there's more people, because I mean, that's what you don't want. When somebody tells you can't do something, your first instinct is to go, well, I'm going to prove them wrong. I'm going to find a way to make it happen. And
right.
I feel like we're just now kind of starting to see the fruits of our labor, like going throughout all this. And it's been really cool to watch. And I think we're just excited because you never know what's going to happen, but we're optimistic that we're hopefully going to be doing this for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, even in the darkest moments of the band, when things, I mean, I'm talking like right after the X Factor was done, things weren't looking good. I mean, there's been a couple times where things weren't looking good. And if it wasn't for the fact that I felt like what we're trying to do is so different, there isn't anything that to me made it worth continuing. Cause it's like, I know there's not anyone trying to do what we're trying to do. And that's, I think one of the things behind our success right now is just like you said, there's not a three-part group that's having three different singers, and it's made things harder at first, but I think it'll all pay off, you know, as we continue forward. Cause that's kind of what makes I think my favorite superstar people, there's something about them that's just like, you can only get with them. It's only, if you want to see someone like Garth Brooks, you have to watch Garth Brooks. There's no one else like it. Yeah. You know, so it's just finding that was our thing, the different voices. That was our thing. That's like, this is what's going to make us different. And it's going to be something that's an obstacle that's going to turn into our strength.
Oh, definitely.
It's like, almost like Brooks and Dunn when they probably first came out, or like Lady A, like with male and female singers, sort of just something completely different that is going to revamp the country music scene. Because a lot of people think country music, they go like back to the traditional days of like Hank, Willie, like Dolly. But like, you guys are just putting your stamp on your own thing, and it's just awesome to watch.
Well, it's definitely working.
When you said Lady A, so Charles Kelly is one of the writers on Growing Old with you.
Right.
And we were just with him the other day, and he said initially what you just said was that there's nothing like us right now. And hopefully people will take to that. That's what's always, I feel like, the kind of the up in the air kind of thing is like, are you different enough and people are going to like the different, or are you different and people don't want to accept the fact that it is different? But right now it looks like they're leaning in the good direction. So, but I think all of us are just really excited to kind of see what this year, cause this is kind of our first year where it's a clean slate with the He Who Must Not Be Named. And we're excited to see kind of what all can happen this year.
And y'all keep your eyes out, because we're playing the Grand Ole Opry again later this month with Lady A, same night as them. So maybe we can make a little collab happen.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome. To watch. I think, is that on March the 24th?
23rd.
23rd.
Oh, come on, man, do your research.
But obviously, like, you guys are doing something right, because you've got like 2.1 million followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, so obviously, and like a huge following on like Instagram and Facebook. So obviously you're doing something right. So just keep doing what you're doing, and trust is your rise to the top.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Especially when you come over to the UK, I tell you, I guarantee you would be huge here. Like, so when your name gets further out of field, and this is why we love doing this podcast, because this has given the opportunity for people in the UK to like know who Restless Road is. And if they don't already, and honestly, you guys would smash the UK.
So, oh, thank you so much. We
definitely want to.
Yeah, we're going to make it come true. We're manifesting it. It's going to happen.
You definitely have to get in touch, and hopefully we might be able to try and set you up with some places as well.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be so cool. Because the beauty is as well, like just when Blaine was talking before about like each of you have a very unique, different voice as well. Like you've got like, well, for example, like Colton, like you've got that kind of tenor, very like smooth. And then obviously Sax got the bass.
Oh,
the bass.
Like the bass is so cool. Like you can hear it. Like just when you're singing normally as well, it's just like this lovely bass noise. I don't want to burst your bubble.
It's just that I have this microphone. It's a special microphone, and it has a button on it. And when I hit the button, it makes my voice drop lower.
It goes down an octave. You know, he can go down.
Wouldn't that be awesome though? Yeah. If you could actually do that.
I actually sing like this.
Like this. I was going to say, I would have thought that was Garrett. I mean,
right?
Oh, that's. Oh no! I feel gutted now. That it's a button.
And Colton's mullet's not even real.
It's not even real. It's a clip on.
We would take it out, but it's sewed in.
Could you imagine?
We're all fake. Like you have no mullet.
It's all
you
can't fake.
Really sing low. Like, I'm not even a real person. I'm an AI robot.
Garrett doesn't even have legs.
You're actually in a trailer. That's just a backdrop that we've got.
Yeah. You've got a great green screen behind us.
One thing I have to ask about the mullet is because I grew one during lockdown, but it was not as majestic as that.
Like, I need to see pictures. So I started growing it in February of 21. Yeah. February 2021. So. Gosh, it's already been a year.
Yeah, dude.
It's been crazy.
Man, you got some great growth.
It's kind of just been an evolution. Like we've been looking back. We actually were just talking about this the other day. We were looking at all these pictures like for like ad mats, like for our tour and all this. And I haven't really we haven't had a photo shoot since my mullet has been full blown. So we got to get another one because it's funny. I wish one of us had. Hold on. Let me see if I do.
It's a shame that you missed your hair-iversary.
The hair-iversary? Oh, my God. I'm putting that down on my phone. I'm going to have to figure out. I got to go back to when it was. But we actually took all these pics, like all of our – tried to do something different. Like most artists have like pick where their signature's on it, and it says like Restless Road or something like that. But we wanted to do something kind of out of the box. So we took and Garrett cut out all of our heads. So my pick has like my big mullet on it. And you have to collect all three of ours. And we've joked that we need to get like hologrammed ones that it's kind of just an Easter egg one. If you get that, you got to collect all three and then you get the hologrammed Restless Road. The thing. So I need to see pictures though of this mullet because I bet you it was better than what you say it was.
It really wasn't.
You just start MF, when you start an MFT collection of mullet fungible.
How long did you grow it for?
Boy, it must have been about 8 months.
Yeah, you got to nearly a year.
And then it was.
That's our guitar picks. That's Colton's. That's Garrett.
Oh wow! Hey, you suit it. Oh no.
If you got to 8 months though with the mullet, it had to have been pretty good.
It was pretty good because like one of our friends is like Ernest and they're like got advice off them. So they're like they said like how to do it and stuff, but I had to go back to work and I really did not suit it very well.
That's not the story. He went to the hairdressers. And he wanted just to get the side shaved. And what they didn't understand is because they're so used to, they're so used to getting back and sides. So when he asked just for the sides, they end up shaving the back off as well.
I was raging.
No. Yeah. Listen. You were like betrayed.
If that happened to me over here.
Oh, I would not.
I don't even know what I'd do. I honestly would probably cry like walking out of like. I would honestly probably cry in the moment. I've said that I'm going to be that guy who that you see that's like when they're 50, they're still rocking. Like you, West Virginia, so that's where I'm from. And you tend to see people who still rock the same hairstyles that they did in high school. And they're like in their 60s or 70s and they still have a rock and mullet. That's going to be me.
Wow.
It's never going to go out of style.
It's a lifelong
journey. Is the mullet though a thing over in the UK?
It is now for some horrible reason. Everyone's got it. But I know I'm going to, honestly, you've inspired us to grow it back now. And I'm going to grow it back and I'm going to get like Joe Dirt.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
listen, I want to see when we see you next year, you've got to be having
show
one.
Up with the mullet.
Got to have one.
100%.
I'm sorry. He's not coming to my wedding with the mullet. he did not suit it.
So is he not going to sing then at your wedding?
No. Oh, he so suits
it's
it.
It's allowed, is it?
No, listen, I difference. Can always. I can always outdo this, and the guys hate him.
No, yeah, always, like, we always joke that this is his 1700s. Like
I put it in, like, I can put it like in this little
colonial
pony.
Man.
I swear, Michael Jackson had a hairstyle like that with the ponytail.
Yeah. We call that the Paul Revere.
It's
dude.
The Paul Revere. What we like to call it. It's just,
it's so funny because it's like not long enough to be a ponytail. It just kind of sticks out, and it just for some reason looks colonial. I don't know.
Why. It does. It does. Yeah.
I mean, if I was standing behind you and you had your hair like that, I'd be like, oh, get up, right in your face.
Like I played football, so when I had mine, I was running down the wings playing football, and it was just in the breeze.
That's when like you can hear like birds calling from it. It's like I always say that like when I get some good air running through it, like there's eagles like calling in the background. There's like an American flag just waving behind me.
Oh dude, absolutely. Just beard.
Because they were nesting in there. That's the problem. It was scruffy.
Like, all water in the surrounding area turns to beer.
That's
and
true.
The eagles scream and grills get lit up. It's just as American as it can.
If Coors Light really wanted to sell commercially, they'd have a guy with a mullet and an eagle on his shoulder, American flag in the background holding the Coors Light. If that wouldn't sell, I wouldn't know it would.
Yeah, it would just be you dressed as Uncle Sam.
That's it. That's it. 100%. That's it. 1,000%.
I love how you're encouraging this. Right. But well, to be fair, there is no more questions. That was like it's been so much fun talking to you guys. And if you've got a spare couple of minutes, just when we finish, we would love to carry on just chatting. With you.
Yeah, nowhere.
But I honestly that was so much fun. It was great getting to know you. Hopefully, all our listeners now know more about Restless Road, and. Hopefully you're going to be coming over to the UK and everyone's going to be wanting to come to my wedding now.
Yeah.
They're not invited. I'm just saying they want to come. It might be a ticket event at this rate.
Right. Just make some money off of it.
Yeah.
See what your fiance thinks about that.
I tell you what,
it might pay for the wedding.
It will pay for the wedding. Believe me, what I'm going to charge. But guys, thank you so much for coming on and spending time with us. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And we hope you enjoy the rest of your days. Days? Yeah. Ooh, that sounded like
sinister.
Yeah, that sounded so sinister.
I mean, I know we're all gonna die. Okay. That sounded like a little piece.
Enjoy it while you can.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Enjoy your career because next week it's over.
The end of days. Well, that was funny. I like that.
Lynn, you
this
better say the goodbye.
It's been fantastic talking to you guys. And once again, thank you so much for coming on and enjoy the rest of your day.
That's what I was trying to say.
Thank you. Thanks for having us,
guys. So that was Restless Road. That was Colton, Sack, and Garrett. That was awesome. The bit that wasn't awesome was me threatening them at the end. Enjoy the rest of your days. Oh, God.
Enjoy the rest of your life.
Yeah, no. It's just like, wow, where did that come from? I mean, it was late here. I was tired as well, but I really wanted to keep talking to them.
It was more to the fact where you were just like sort of like bawling your eyes out laughing. Like when we put the video,
crying.
You were like crying, laughing. Like they were laughing. Then you just turned around to me like in a really sort of high-pitched voice and was like, Blaine, finish it off for us. Yeah. And I was like, how am I going to do this?
Yeah, I know. But it was just the way they reacted to it as well. Like when they just kept like talking, like saying, oh, thanks for that. Oh yeah. Enjoy the rest of your career. Like it's going to end. Oh man, they were so much fun.
Can't wait to get them back on.
I like, even if it wasn't on the podcast, I just want to, I would love just to chat with them again, just to see how they're getting on and have a real conversation.
I know we do say this all the time, but like generally everyone we've had on the podcast, like, is someone we definitely would want to meet up with if we haven't already, like share a drink with them, like go on a night out. Like, we just, it almost seems like we just become like broskies with people.
I know, it's so cool.
It's so, like, everyone that we've met and encountered are so easygoing, so just down to earth. And that's the one thing that we've always said about country that we love.
Yeah. It's the community side of things. It's the love.
But like I said, this episode will be coming out. Like, we haven't been the country yet. And we are, like, I can't get it over my head that we are seeing Luke Combs tonight live.
Yeah.
We have waited 2 years for this. 2 years. Honestly, I just have to reiterate that point with people. Like,
it's been 2 years, guys.
2 years.
2 years.
And like, I've been listening to like the C2C playlist. I've been getting chills, like the hairs standing up on the arms and that. It's just I keep forgetting about certain artists that are going, like Kit Moore and Brett Young. Like, so excited to see them. So excited to see Seaforth.
I know, it's going to be so cool. But speaking of which, mate, we've actually got a train to catch.
Yeah.
So we've recorded this episode, and now we've got to get our asses moving and get onto a train to Glasgow. So that's cool.
But guys, once again, thank you for listening. Yes. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Hope you've enjoyed this episode and this podcast.
As much as we have.
Definitely, if you've enjoyed it that much and you want to listen to it again, head over to YouTube and we'll get that video of the interview uploaded with Restless Road.
Yeah.
And
just watch the reactions of things. It's so funny. But
they're taking pictures in the middle of it, of us lot in that. And it's just,
it's
so cool.
But yeah, so next week, as we've said, it will be our country to country special episode. So we're looking forward to doing that. And we need to go and make some content.
Yeah. Hashtag majestic mullets.
Oh, man. Right. We'll speak to you soon, guys. Bye.